I hope you will find it useful."
The Elven King looked at Bilbo with a new wonder.
"Bilbo Baggins," he said, "you are more worthy to wear the armour of elf princes than many that have looked more comely in it. But I wonder if Thorin Oakenshield will see it so. I have more knowledge of dwarves in general than you have, perhaps. I advise you to remain with us, and here you shall be honoured and thrice welcome."
"Thank you very much, I'm sure," said Bilbo with a bow. "But I don't think I ought to leave my friends like this, after all we've gone through together, and I promised to wake old Bomber at midnight, too. Really, I must be going, and quickly."
Nothing they could say would stop him, so an escort was provided for him, and as he went, both the king and bard saluted him with honour. As they passed through the camp, an old man wrapped in a dark cloak rose from a tent door where he was sitting and came towards them.
"Well done, Mr. Baggins," he said, clapping Bilbo on the back. "There is always more about you than anyone expects."
It was Gandalf. For the first time for many a day, Bilbo was really delighted. But there was no time for all the questions that he immediately wished to ask.
"All in good time," said Gandalf. "Things are drawing towards the end now, unless I'm mistaken. There's an unpleasant time just in front of you. But keep your heart up. You may come through all right. There's news brewing that even the ravens have not heard. Good night."
Puzzled but cheered, Bilbo hurried on. He was guided to a safe ford and set across dry, and then he said farewell to the elves and climbed carefully back towards the gate. Great weariness began to come over him, but it was well before midnight when he clambered up the rope again. It was still where he had left it. He untied it and hid it, and then he sat down on the wall and wondered anxiously what would happen next. At midnight he woke up Bomba, and then in turn rolled himself up in his corner without listening to the old dwarf's thanks, which he felt he had hardly earned. He was soon fast asleep, forgetting all his worries till the morning. As a matter of fact, he was dreaming of eggs and bacon.